This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. pharmaceutical company Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech Friday released data from studies showing their COVID-19 vaccine is safe and 91% effective at preventing symptomatic infections in 5 to 11-year-olds. The study was released 4 days before the Food and Drug Administration's Independent Advisory Committee is scheduled to consider emergency approval for use of the vaccine on children. In anticipation of that, the White House this week announced plans to deliver enough child doses of the vaccine to all 28 million children between the ages of 5 and 11 currently living inside the United States. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Friday continued to dismiss calls for renewed COVID-19 restrictions. He said there's nothing to indicate those moves will be necessary in the coming months, despite the fact that Britain is currently seeing a dramatic surge in COVID-19 cases. Speaking to reporters while touring a London vaccination facility, Johnson said the current surge in infections is high, but still within the parameters experts predicted. Britain currently has the highest daily number of infections in Europe, averaging more than 45,000 a day, and it's up 17% from the previous week. The U.S. government recorded its second largest budget deficit on record in fiscal year 2021, but it was down somewhat from 2020. This year's deficit was $2.77 trillion compared to $3.13 trillion last year. Both years reflect massive government spending in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Biden administration said this year's lower deficit was due to a recovering economy. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.